going to continue, as we have in this special edition of Prophecy Today, looking at the Middle East in light of all the activities taking place in that part of the world this last week. Elwood McQuaid, a dear friend to me personally and to Prophecy Today, he's been such an encouragement to our ministry through the years, is joining us, and I want to kind of wrap up our conversation with all of these men that we have been speaking with by talking to Elwood. Elwood, I've just talked with Bob McGinnis about the Iraqi situation, Dave Dolan with the latest on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and the potential for a civil war there in Lebanon. I also spoke with Jim Hammond in Jordan about the summit and the Al-Qaeda threat to assassinate King Abdullah. Had a conversation with Attila Tuna in Turkey about the historic visit there by Pope Benedict. As we reflect on these events this last week, would I be okay, Elwood, to say that the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, Jimmy, and I think it's on several fronts. First of all, the mood here in the United States among our politicians and even religious leaders is that we have to start being nice to everybody. We have to make concessions, and that we can have peace by appeasement, which, of course, we know is not true. And I see that as the beginning of a precipitous decline by the West. Same thing is going on in Europe. They're talking now about establishing Islamic courts, Sharia courts in Britain, for goodness sake, and doing their own thing there. And we know how Europe is in trouble, collapsing under a flood of anti-Semitism, but that's the West. Now, when you come over to the Middle East, and all these gentlemen you've talked to, and they're guys who are in the know, but what I'm seeing is this, that there is this business of the Iranians in league with the Hezbollah, in league with the Syrians, in league with others in Iraq. When you hear that guns are being shipped, and this is verified, as you know, from Iran into Iraq, What we have developing here is an attempt at Muslim, extreme Muslim, Iranian-style hegemony over Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, the Hamas in Israel, and that's arching the Fertile Crescent. And then when I think about what the prophetic word says about the last days, these people moving north with those who come to destroy Israel, seems like a very, very stage-setting situation to me.
Amen, amen, amen. What about, Elwood, the continual radical rhetoric from this Iranian President Ahmadinejad about the demise of Israel? Does it not seem and look like the days that led up to Hitler's Holocaust of the Jewish people?
Precisely. And what I can say, Jimmy, is this, that what Hitler started 60 years ago, and of course anti-Semitism, as you know, has gone across the centuries and millennia, but what Hitler started is not finished.
Hmm.
It's still going on. And it is solidifying in Iran. And the guy is making statements of genocide against the Jewish people, wants a new Holocaust. He doesn't believe the Holocaust really happened, but he says that he's going to have another Holocaust, and they're going to, Iranian style, and they're going to liquidate Israel. Then you go to the UN and see what happened, I think, yesterday, where they had six resolutions
right.
condemning Israel in the UN. And this guy is saying, I'm going to get an atom bomb, I'm going to wipe these people off the face of the earth, I'm going to destroy the West, I'm going to destroy America, and what are we doing? We're saying sit down and talk to the guy and convince him to be nice.
That's so ironic that we would sit by and watch history replicate itself once again. Well, this final thought with you, Elwood, and by the way, I'm going to bring Elwood McQuaid back next week. We're going to be talking. There's a controversy surrounding a recent visit to Syria by the man who claims to be the nation's pastor here in the United States. Rick Warren visited in Syria, and there's much concern among Israelis and others. So we're going to bring Elwood back for an extended period of time next week to talk about that. Don't miss Prophecy Today next week. But Elwood, this final thought for you. What about the skeptics that keep saying current events don't really mean that the coming of Jesus Christ is close? It could be another 100 years or more. Do you really think that that's right? I mean, or is it even possible that it's going to be that long?
If it's 100 years or no, more, Jimmy, there will be none of us left to greet him when he comes. No, I think we're very close, and I think that it's only a matter of time. We're not date setters, neither of us. But the way things are stacking up now, and the intensity, and the belligerency that's going on the international scene, I don't think in any sense it can be reconciled, and I think it's preparing for the Antichrist to step in after the church is raptured.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The last prayer of God's Word, Revelation chapter 22, and we're hoping and praying that prayer is going to be answered real soon. Elwood, always a joy to have you along. Looking forward to next week, a very important conversation that we're going to have. I want you to be sure to eavesdrop on it next week. But Elwood, thank you for today.
Thank you.
We'll be looking forward to talking to you next week.
Right.